Dr. Mejia, team for the patient, Mascaranado, medical records 154925, date of birth, it's 5-8-1966. Referring physician is Dr. Francis Cruz Pacheco. Procedure performed EGD and flexible sigmoidoscopy. Secondary procedure biopsies, neck cardiopulpectomy.
Study, I need a sticker.
Date of the procedure, April 29, 2023. Indications, history of colon cancer, history of colon polyp, history of Lynch syndrome, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, small hiatal hernia, number 2, magastritis, number 3, small rectal remnant. Next number, anastomosis appear normal. Next number, small polyp in the rectum remnant, removed by Hatzner polypectomy, paragraph. Left insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, anastomosis and small bowel loops for the colonoscopy, flexible sigmoidoscopy, complication non-immediately, medication, aspirin, anesthesia, care, paragraph. Over the procedures for EGD, temporary after EGD was done, patient stern, rectal exam was done, show no significant abnormality, spirit, pediatric colonoscope was introduced into the enorectal, into the anastomosis area and into the small bowel loops without complications. Peer examination performed from withdrawal period, oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitor under the procedure period. Paragraph findings, EGD findings, oropharynx appear normal. Peer paragraph esophagus is small, higher, and present. Peer paragraph stomach, mild diffuse erythema, anterior body biopsy taken radish pylori. Peer paragraph duodenum D1, D2 appear normal. Peer paragraph flexible sigmoidoscopy findings, period. Small rectal remnant, period. There's a small polyp about 5 millimeters in the rectal remnant. Hatzner polypectomy performed. Peer paragraph. There's internal hemorrhage present, period. Rectal remnant is very small, less than 5 centimeters, period. Anastomosis appear normal, period. Small bowel loops examined appear normal, period. Paragraph recommendations 1 for pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. 3, fiber supplementation. Next number, monitor clinic. Number 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior inflammation. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Next number, monitor clinic. Next number, repeat flexible sigmoidoscopy in 1 year.